Well, Coach, kind of to get started, get practice started. Have things went so far?
Things have been great. We've had 26 kids in the gym. We've had four nights of practice now. A lot of our kids have, you know, making the transition from football to basketball, and we've really been getting after it, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and talking about that, a lot of guys that were playing football just this past Saturday, so I know a little bit of transition time for them.
Yeah, it's, you know, just something that we want to be smart about and be cognizant of. You know, we got some kids that are, you know, banged up a little bit coming off of a great football season, and we just want to make sure that we're, you know, getting our work in and, you know, balancing, you know, preparing for a season and getting conditioned, but also being smart about it and taking care of our kids.
Coach, when you have a Thanksgiving tournament, you don't have a lot of time. There's not a lot of days in between the start of practice and the first game.
There's not, but really, I mean, we're using these first 2 weeks as an opportunity to just compete against one another and get better and get ready for a 3 month season. So, you know, once you get into the, you know, the middle of your season after you get going, you know, you really start focusing on, you know, your next game and preparing for that game. But right now, we've really just been trying to have a fast-paced practice where we're doing a lot of drills and getting in a lot of reps and having good competitions, you know, between kids, you know, emphasizing there's a winner and a loser in each drill, trying to make it as competitive as possible, and just focusing on getting better each day.
And that's always a good thing. You do have a competitive group for sure.
Absolutely. You know, they love to compete against one another. You know, and that's what makes us better. You know, we want to create an atmosphere where we have a very unselfish team where, you know, everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction. But at the same time, when we're in practice, we want to get after it and go at each other. And we believe that that's how we can, you know, improve the most is by, you know, competing really hard against one another and getting better each and every day.
Coach, you've been coaching these kids, all the way through high school. You've been with them at some level before this year as the varsity coach. So you know this group pretty well from the seniors all the way through.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really fun group. It's a really deep group, I think is the thing that stands out. You know, just kind of talking with the coaching staff, you know, we don't have to rely on one or two guys because we feel like we have 9 or 10 guys that can play, you know, so we don't really need to worry about, you know, keeping guys out of foul trouble or that sort of thing. We feel like, you know, it's a group that we can, you know, push tempo with and play at a pretty fast pace. And especially early in the season, you know, you want to, your bench always, it seems to be a little bit deeper early in the season just because you want to, you know, give kids, you know, opportunities and, you know, try to see what you got, you know, as you move through the season and kind of figure out, you know, how to coach your team the best that you can, you know, to kind of find the right combination for the right situation and that sort of thing.
And that's as a coach, when you go into the start of the season, you're still working on those things.
Absolutely. I mean, I've learned so many things about our team this year just in the first four games, or I'm sorry, the first four practices that have, you know, surprised me in a way. You know, kids, they develop from the summer. You know, they got after it in the weight room over the summer, and some kids have really changed a lot from last season, you know, to now. So you're still emphasizing, you know, improving and get better, you know, with things that you can focus on and emphasize for them individually. But it's just been a lot of fun.
You open up, you get Cumberland to start with, and they've been a solid program. But there's some that tournament's got some pretty nice teams in it. Dietrich looks to be pretty good, Casey Westfield as well. So that's a pretty tough tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's you want to get, you know, into that top three in that tournament, you've really got to beat some good teams, because those teams that you mentioned there with Casey and Dietrich have a lot of kids coming back and were very successful last year. A program like Newton, yep. who was one of the teams that was ranked lower in the tournament just based off of not having as many kids come back, but they've been very successful over the last few years. I believe they've won the tournament, you know, maybe two times in the last 4 years or something like that. You know, to get two wins in that tournament, you're really going to have to play well.
Coach, when you look at your team, like you said, things are always evolving and changing. And like you said, the depth of it, you're going to be able to up-tempo. That can also lead to you being able to press and do some other things like that that you might not be able to do if you weren't as deep.
Absolutely. You know, and when they changed the foul rules with how they do the bonus and resetting the team fouls each quarter, it kind of plays in and lends into that style as well. Where you can really look to pressure the ball in the full court, you know, and if you get a couple fouls, you know, you don't maybe necessarily have to pull that pressure off, because at the end of the quarter, you know, they're going to reset the fouls, so you're not, you know, the other team's not in jeopardy of shooting a lot of free throws for the rest of the half. And we got a ton of guys that we feel like we can pressure the ball with Sagan and Stombaugh and Depew and McCarty. Those guys can really, really get into the ball. And it gives you a lot of options with how you want to match your kids up on defense as well. And it, as a coach, it's so exciting and so fun to think about.
And you talked about those guys. And then, you know, I kind of think about your taller guys that you've got with Brandon, with Andrew Casey. These are guys that can be tough matchups for other teams, because they can step out and shoot well too.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what position you play, something we emphasize is just being well-rounded. Wade and Andrew and Carter Robbins are really well-rounded players. They can step out on the floor. They can pass. They can shoot. They can post up. Ian Whitehead is a kid that has really stood out in practice the first 4 days. Extremely athletic. Kind of a guy that's more comfortable down around the basket, but just as far as like playing defense and bringing energy and finishing, he's looked really good as well. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that after practice each night, coaches, you know, we stand and talk for 10 minutes and we're just, you know, kind of excited and amazed at the same time of, you know, the different combinations that we can, you know, think about. You know, heading into the season.
Definitely a good problem to have, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll always welcome more depth. Makes your practices more competitive. Makes your practices so much fun. You know, when we played 5-on-5 in practice, we switched the group. I mean, we're always switching the group and the team, and you know, just to bring more competitiveness.